invite you to join with me as I pray. Lord God, you tell me to trust in you with all my heart, and yet you also tell me to test everything and hold on to what is good. You call me to be both like a child with a humble faith, but also skeptical as I hear various teachings around me to assure that the teaching I'm holding to is true. Help me, Lord, to trust in your word and to use the wisdom, the abilities you've given me to know that word and to faithfully hold on to it, trusting that you are a God who has stepped into history and who has changed the events of this world. You did this through your Son. Help me to trust in him. Amen. We're continuing a series looking at Christian apologetics, that is, giving a reason for the hope that we have. We've so far looked at the Christian beliefs, the existence of God, the person of Jesus, through the eyes of a philosopher. Then next we put on the hat of a historian. And then we looked through the eyes of a lawyer. And now we're going to look at it through another perspective. How does a scientist look at the Christian faith? First of all, please don't misunderstand. It's a false dichotomy when someone says that the Christian faith is opposed to science, or that somehow science and the scientific method is opposed to the Christian faith. Quite the contrary, really. Christians do build their faith off of what is revealed, but that revealed word is based off of real history. The Christian faith is not contrary to evidence. It rather is the revelation of God and the testimony of evidence. Furthermore, if someone says that they only believe what they can test and what they can say is logically and measurably true, they've already set up a false premise, saying that they don't believe in spirits, demons, a soul, and that there is a God. That's not a very good scientific approach or open-minded approach. Yes, scientists will measure what we can see and measure, but they also will be open-minded enough to admit when their theory or hypothesis can't explain something, that there is still that possibility of something more. That's what all good scientists have done. And finally, don't misunderstand, Christians are not against science. Just do a quick Google search or look it up to find out how many famous scientists were devout Christians. And you'll see a very long list, not only of contemporary scientists, people who have won the Nobel Prize for science, but you'll also see, going back to the very roots of modern science, those who laid down the foundation in math, biology, paleontology, theoretical physicists. Many of the foundational people involved in the development of modern science and continuing to be active in science are and have been devout Christians. Christians, you see, aren't against the scientific method. Rather, they acknowledge we have a God of order, and we can test and observe and measure and hypothesize about how those laws and nature and logic and math all play out. The only difference between a scientist who is a Christian and a scientist who is not is a scientist who is a Christian interprets that evidence with open-mindedness, and one who is not a Christian decides they are going to interpret the evidence denying that there is anything beyond the physical world. And so I present to you, which one of these is more scientific? Which one of these allows for possibilities beyond their own hypothesis? And which one has a predetermined assumption in order to prove their own hypothesis? All this is to say that if you're a scientist, or if you respect scientists, understand that every scientist first must be a philosopher. And first, before you can even begin to practice the scientific method, you have to ask, is there something beyond the natural world? Or is there only the measurable natural world that we can see and measure and observe? Is it possible that, yes, once we've exhausted every measurement, every trial, and every hypothesis, that we can allow for the fact that there is a spiritual world? Not just demons and angels, but that we have a soul, and that there is a powerful divine being, the one that the scriptures proclaim by the name of the Lord. And finally, scientists, go by the evidence. If you say, I don't believe in a resurrection because all the evidence says people die, don't ignore the eyewitnesses found on the pages of scripture who proclaim Jesus raising people to life, and the eyewitnesses who proclaim Jesus himself risen from the grave. At some point, you have to explain and account for that evidence. However, in the end, it all comes down to this. As the scriptures tell us, test everything. Faith is not blind. Faith does not believe every teacher or every claim to have a divine revelation. But faith goes one step beyond science when it says there are things super rational. There are things miraculous. And there is a divine, wonderful being, the God who we call the Lord, who sent his Son to step into history, and who the eyewitnesses proclaim died on the cross, vacated his tomb, and ascended into glory. In the end, the open-minded scientist knows they cannot disprove the scriptures, and in the end, it is by the working of the Holy Spirit that those who put their faith in a reliable, trustworthy, true God, who listen to and understand his word, test everything, and they believe in Jesus Christ, the one who made all things, the one who took on human flesh and stepped into history, and the one who came to bring an end to this world as we know it, and he who established the laws of nature, and who made this world so orderly at the very beginning, will come and put an end to it. There is a God who will raise the dead. There is a God who will judge every human being, and will judge them on the basis of their deeds. And there is a God, that same God, who in grace pardons the sinner for the sake of his Son, and will restore us, who trust in him, to everlasting life. Until then, I invite you to join me and all the countless Christians who are also scientists throughout the pages of history, who discovered and outlined and explained the wonders of God's creation, and who trusted in him, the God of power, the God of might, and the God of order and love. I'm Tom Barthel, pastor at Rock of Ages Evangelical Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. God's richest blessings are yours in Jesus.